So the first thing I've written here is I've been asked to talk about the taking up the flame. So I also read the brief. I was actually thinking, I think Carly Anna D sort of touched on this. I was thinking that the title of this talk should be The Taking Up of the Passing On of the Flame, which is a bit of a mouthful. But I'll sort of go into this a little bit. I think in taking up my ordination, there's something of passing on which is kind of inherent. Yeah. But I want to start with a story of something that happened to me on retreat a few years ago. It was in 2014 at Vajraloka. And I'd had a very, it was a meditation retreat, my first week-long meditation retreat, silent retreat. And I'd had some very, very sort of deep dhyanic experiences on that retreat through practicing the metta bhavana. And towards the end of the retreat, I started to experience quite a lot of gratitude. I'd sort of realised that there were conditions in my life that had allowed me to go on retreat and have these very, very sort of deep experiences of my mind that I'd never had before. And in fact, it was during the Tirana Vandana in the morning sits where I was sort of just welling up with emotion, with the sort of harmony of the voices, the male voices. It was a men's retreat. And I was out walking one morning, I think it was the sort of penultimate morning, and I had this really sort of curious experience. It was a visionary experience where time seemed to kind of slow down, and I had this felt sense of the Buddha over my sort of right shoulder, sort of being connected back to the Buddha through Bante and through people I was in connection with. And I had this experience of gratitude so strong that I realised that I had to just pass on what I'd been taught so far. And it was at that moment that I realised that I wanted to ask for ordination. So that was the moment I decided to ask for ordination. And sort of looking back now, sort of rather curiously, I sort of met up with Arthur Siddhi straight after that retreat, and I asked him for ordination, and he said to me that I needed to write a letter to send off to Padmaloka, which I found rather strange. I thought it was enough to ask Arthur Siddhi, because Arthur Siddhi he's been there in my Dharma life right from the beginning. Actually, he introduced me at my Mitra ceremony. We've done Mitra Siddhi together, and there's occasions like that where he was meeting me off retreat. We went up to Padmaloka together on my first time to Padmaloka, and I eventually asked him to be my preceptor. So he is now my preceptor, and I had the very great fortune of living with Arthur Siddhi last year at Padmakula in the men's community just over the road there. And I think it's a very sort of traditional thing to live with one's preceptor, so I felt very fortunate to be able to do that. It was a really, really wonderful time. I lived there with my good friend Kamala Naga and my friend Moksha Gosha, who we were ordained together this year at Guhyaloka. Artili was living there at the time as well. Bratnagosha lives there too. You still live there, of course. Samudra Gosha, who's here as well, and Arta Priya. I received my letter for inviting me to the course at Guhyaloka whilst I was living there. I only lived there for sort of 5 months or so, but it was a really wonderful time. The three of us guys got our letter within sort of days of one another, and we were aware that Arta Priya was leading the course. Arta Priya had ordained Arta Siddhi, and Arta Siddhi was going to be supporting the course. It was really, really wonderful to be able to go to Gukiloka. Myself and Kamala Naga were ordained by Arthur City. And it was just a really strong, I just had a really sort of strong sense of lineage when, whilst I was living at Padmakula. There was another lineage at Padmakula at that time as well, Ratnagosha ordained Moksha Gosha. Poor old Samudra Gosha had to stay behind. He was the only one that didn't go to Gukiloka this summer. But, you know, I suppose someone had to kind of stay behind and look after the place. my sort of experience, I'm sort of reflecting on this, I find it quite difficult to put into words, actually, what was the sort of characteristics of lineage that I was in contact with. There's the kind of lineage of inspiration, I think. Subhuti's coined this sort of term, the lineage of inspiration. I realise it's quite difficult actually to kind of say what that sort of experience, what the characteristics of that experience were. There's this sort of phrase, the Dharma's caught, not taught, and I think that sort of feels very apt somehow. I think what I was sort of receiving was a kind of whole life. I was receiving the kind of life of the Dharmachari, the Dharmacharya. Ratnagosha's talk this morning sort of really brought out the aspects of kind of metta and friendship and faith. I think that those sort of aspects were really sort of strong for me in sort of being part of that community. Very, very sort of precious times, yeah. And I think the image of the kind of the flame being kind of lit up just feels very sort of by way of explanation. I also liked in Ratnagosha's talk this morning this idea of like learning to fly. I kind of feel like us three guys we were sort of the little birds on the sort of end of the branch, and the sort of bigger birds were sort of edging sort of towards us very sort of gently and kindly, ready to kind of push us off. and then going to Kukiloka, that sort of experience of being in contact with these men who were living the Dharma life, the Dharmacharya, that continued sort of during our time at Kukiloka. And something of this sort of sense of initiation continued throughout the sort of early part of the course. And as for sort of ordination itself, I think a sort of communication happened in that sort of ordination kuti that I can't really sort of put into words. A sort of wordless communication sort of happened. Something of that visionary experience that I described at the beginning sort of happened in that kuti on that night. Myself and Arthur City were there, but there was more than just us there in that kuti. Hard to kind of put words to that. Maybe those are words enough. I remember just after the ordinations, I bought these two gifts for Arthur City and Arthur Priya, my preceptors. Arthur City being my private preceptor, Arthur Priya being my public preceptor. And I just remember, I was just feeling like these gifts, they were just so sort of mediocre to kind of express sort of what I'd received, you know. So they just weren't sort of big enough. And I was sort of racking my brains. I was kind of thinking, I could get them this, I can get them that, and get back home, you know, in addition to these gifts. But nothing seemed to kind of be big enough. And I just realised that I just needed to live my older life. I just needed to kind of live out my ordination. That was all I could kind of give back. Yeah. And I received the green Tara sadhana at the time of my ordination as well. And that was just a real privilege, actually. Receiving green Tara as my yidam. Arthur City received green Tara from Arthur Priya, who Arthur Priya received the Green Tara practice from Bante, who of course received the practice from Chacho Sangye Dorje. So it was just felt like a real sort of privilege actually to be sort of have our kind of lineage sort of acknowledged in that way. I just get a kind of sense of confidence in the practice, a sort of sense of confidence that comes from beyond me. I can often be feeling sort of not up to it in my practice when I do my sadhana each morning, but a sort of sense of confidence just seems to just come through, and I think that's probably through my connection with these men. Yeah, I was very pleased that I could write to Bante a few days after my ordination. I wrote a letter which I posted after the course, expressing my appreciation for everything I've received from him. And I was just very pleased to be able to tell him I had taken the Green Tara practice as well. Yeah. And I was very affected by Bante's death, actually. It sort of it felt like I was affected in a way. It was sort of so strong. It sort of seemed like unreasonable or something. I didn't have that much personal connection with Bante. I only met him on the one occasion, but the sort of sense of grief seemed to just sort of be incomparable to my sort of personal connection. But as I've reflected, I mean, of course I'm affected because I'm in contact with him through the Sangha, through my lineage of teachers. And I was very moved on the evening we had the puja here on the eve of Bante's passing. Ratna Ghosha had said, "It's up to us now." And I was very, very sort of struck by that, actually. And I was thinking in relation to the theme of the day. Initially, when I was reflecting, I was thinking, "Oh, well, Bante's flame has gone out." But then I realised, well, no, it hasn't gone out. You know, it kind of lives. It lives on in us. And I think somehow sort of both seem true to me. Yeah. At the funeral, there was a very moving story by Dharma Dinner, who thanked Bante on her last meeting with him for the Green Tara practice. And Bante had said to her, "Well, you know who we received the practice from, Chacho Sangye Dorje," and he put his hands together in sort of reverence, and that was her last memory of Bante. I was very, very sort of moved by that. It's a very sort of moving image, and it put me in mind of Bante's writings on the Gaurava Sutta, his recent paper, where he talks about the importance of looking up and reverence, looking up towards our teachers. Yeah. So I just feel really privileged, actually, to be able to look up to my teachers, my preceptors, Artha Siddhi and Artha Priya, and many other people in the Sangha. Yeah, so I want to sort of acknowledge that. And I think part of the brief, which I did read, was to mention or to talk about what I'd like to kind of move forward with in and sort of carry on. Where I'd like to kind of place my sort of inspiration. I think really, I really want to carry on the work that my sort of preceptors have done. So I'm really pleased that myself, Artha Siddhi, and Kamala Naga will be starting up a Mitra Siddhi group next year. It feels like a really, really great way to sort of continue our connection. We've been doing Mitra Siddhi together for the last 4 years. But to kind of share our friendship with others in the Sangha. I'm also going to be putting in some energy into the men's project. We're going to kind of ramp things up next year. I initially said no to that as well, I think, actually. But I just couldn't resist because I always do what Artha Siddhi asks me to do. So that's just a few things. I really sort of want to support other men the way I've been supported. Yeah. So I wanted to end by just thanking Bante, really, and just saying how grateful I am for what I've received. And there's a poem At the end of the paper on the Garva Sutta that Bhante wrote, that he just quotes two lines of, but I'd just like to read that in full, actually, and that'll be the end of the talk. So this is by Stephen Spender, and the poem's title is "The Truly Great." I think continually of those who were truly great, who from the womb remembered the soul's history, through corridors of light, where the hours are suns, endless and singing, whose lovely ambition was that their lips, still touched with fire, should tell of the spirit, clothed from head to foot in song, and who hoarded from the spring branches the desires falling across their bodies like blossoms. What is precious is never to forget the essential delight of the blood drawn from ageless springs, breaking through rocks in worlds before our earth, never to deny its pleasure in the morning simple light, nor its grave evening demand for love, never to allow gradually the traffic to smother with noise and fog the flowering of the spirit. Near the snow, near the sun, in the highest fields, see how these names are fated by the waving grass and by the streamers of white cloud and whispers of wind in the listening sky. The names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore at their hearts the fire's centre. Born of the sun, they travelled a short while toward the sun and left the vivid air signed with their honour.